When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I am Sarah Jane Case, and this is Enneagram and Coffee.
Hello, friends. Welcome back to the podcast. I hope the week is treating you well. Today, we continue our series on relationship pairings with Type 2 and Type 8. Just a quick little note here, if you are looking for Type 2 and Type 1, that has already happened. In the Type 1 series, go check that out. And then from now on, each type will get shorter as we go forward because the pairing will already be covered. So I'll cover Type 2 and 2 at the end of this section. So two episodes or two series episodes from now, two Thursdays from now, it will go live as well. Now, whenever I answer these relationship pairing questions, I like to do it in 3 points: conflict styles and triggers, things we may be unconsciously doing in our relationship, and then ways that you could positively influence one another. Now, let's dive in to 2 and 8. So our conflict style here for the Enneagram Type 2 is the positive outlook group. They are quick to deny problems, stress, and conflict. They tend to respond to difficulty by putting a positive spin on negative experiences to cover up those painful emotions. Now, also particular to the 2 here is they tend to emphasize a positive self-image. They emphasize positive experiences. They put an emphasis on the good qualities of others, kind of seeing people through a rose-colored glasses. They repress negative thoughts and feelings, and they may be over-focused on the needs of others. Triggers for our Type 2 are being taken for granted, not being heard, another person being treated in an abusive manner, and being excluded. Type 2s in conflict, it's very helpful to ask yourself, why is appreciation important to me here? And how can I affirm myself? Now, our Type 8s, they are in the reactive group. They respond strongly to conflict and need responses from others. So conflict is met with an emotional, reactive, and a strong desire to know where they stand with others. Now, the triggers here for 8 are others not being direct, being controlled, being blindsided, underestimating their strength, and injustice. And they may react to these triggers by seeking independence and self-reliance, giving themselves a strong sense of being, confronting others to protect themselves from being hurt or feeling vulnerable, and good old denial. That's not real. That didn't happen. Now, 8s in conflict can ask themselves, what vulnerability do I feel when I am not getting my way? This combination, at its best, is a well-oiled machine of care. The 8 taking care of the practical needs of the relationship and the 2 taking care of the emotional needs of the relationship. They also tend to care for their extended families and communities in those same roles. So that's beautiful. However, there are some things that can get in the way, things you may unconsciously be doing. So 8, be conscious of being the main character, kind of making the decisions for the direction of the family, making decisions for yourself, and then expecting the 2 to follow along, kind of acting out however you want and expecting everyone to be okay with that. I tend to make this recommendation in relationships where there is an assertive type in a relationship with a compliant type, because that dynamic can quickly occur where the assertive is making most of the decisions, kind of driving the tone, and the 2 or the compliant type is getting lost in the mix. And all of us have a desire to be the main character of our own life. And some of us, not me, someone with a more compliant nature, is going to find it easier to kind of fall into the role of supporting character. But that eventually gets old and we grow resentful and the dynamic starts to shift. So be mindful of that Type 8. are you assuming that the two is there to support you in all of the decisions that you make without checking in on what they want, what their dreams are, what their passions are, where they would like to go? Also, eights here, be mindful of how you speak. Be mindful too of speaking up about the good. So first, twos are emotional, gentle beings who your perception of them means everything. You know, it's like, make sure that you're not speaking aggressively to your two, but also be mindful of speaking out the good. When I'm doing corporate trainings, I'll often say that if your boss is an eight, no news is good news. That they'll tell you when something's wrong and they might not say anything if everything's going well. In a relationship to a two, that is not ideal. Twos need to hear, thank you. Here's what you did really well. Here's what I'm really proud of you for. Here's what you're amazing at. Here are these really specific things that I love about you. So if you go the route of no news is good news, they're going to feel neglected. And that's going to come out eventually. Today's podcast is brought to you by Factor. I have never wanted a partnership more than I wanted the one with Factor. I ordered Factor with my own money for the first time, and because I was influenced, and I thought, these are more delicious than everyone is saying they are. Like, I genuinely feel like they're being undersold. They are so, so good. And I think it's so nice that you can eat stress-free. You know, like if you are looking for something this spring to support you in not having to make decisions about what you eat for lunch, Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals are here for you. They're always fresh, never frozen, and they're chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like keto, protein plus, vegan, and veggie. But you can also discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. I personally love their meals along with their juice shots. I'm a big fan. You can get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. I am someone who hates to make lunch. I hate thinking about lunch. And I really want a good lunch, but I don't want to put the thought into figuring out what that's going to be. And Factor comes in clutch for that. All I have to do is grab my Factor meal and pop it into the fridge at work and then heat it up in the office. And I have a delicious meal full of veggies and protein in under 2 minutes, which is everything to me. Factor is your solution for fast, premium meals without the need for cooking. And like I said, they are so, so delicious. Just head to factormeals.com/egram50 and use code egram50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code egram50 at factormeals.com/egram to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. And to let them know that I sent you. Thank you so much, Factor, for supporting the podcast. Now, twos, be mindful of putting your own desires to the side. When you're in relationship to an eight, if you have conflicting needs, conflicting desires, it's important, twos, that you power up and fight for what you want. Don't back down to avoid conflict. Push forward. Advocate for yourself, advocate for what you want, push back. That is okay to do in a relationship to an eight and integral to you getting your needs met. Also, twos, be careful of enabling the eight in your life. If you are in relationship to an eight who is not on a personal growth path, are you standing aside while they self-destruct? Check in with that. Healthy eights are incredible. Healthy twos are incredible. But when we start to, in any of our types, when we start to kind of go down the unhealthy routes, we don't want a partner who's watching us do that without saying anything. And twos are particularly vulnerable to doing that because they want to support their partner and whatever they want, even if what they want isn't working for them. So just take note, because powering up is also how you care for an eight. They need to see someone stronger than them in order to relax. And so remember that, like, powering up is care. Now, for both of you, be mindful of not ending a dysfunctional relationship. I'm not saying that this relationship is inherently dysfunctional by any means. I think it can be a really cool and healthy, loving pairing. But you're also really subject to sticking it out, even if it's not going to working. So twos are very committed. Eights are very committed. They're very loyal. Be mindful of that, because sometimes if a relationship's not working, someone has to end it and you may not feel comfortable to do that. So pay attention. Also, both of you, be mindful of controlling your partner. Both of you value loyalty and can kind of become possessive of your relationships. So just be cautious of that as well. Space is healthy. Space is good. If you trust one another, then all is well. If you don't trust one another, then go to therapy for that. You know, figure that out. Deal with that. But don't try to control each other's behavior to guarantee safety for yourself, because that's never worked for anyone in the history of ever. Focus on building trust, not controlling. Now, finally, point three for influencing each other, ways that you can positively let your partner influence you. So twos, let your eight teach you to power up and fight for what you believe in, both within your relationship and outside of your relationship. Also, your eight can teach you a lot about how to care for people without people pleasing. Eights are very good at giving and sacrificing, but they're without their opinion of themselves being at stake in that dynamic. And that's what twos can learn. Like, twos are really good at giving and sacrificing, but often if that's not met with appreciation, it can impact your relationship to that person and to your self-esteem. Eights are a little bit more removed than that, and that can be really supportive for you as a two. Now, on the other side, eights can learn from twos about emotional vulnerability, about opening up, about being seen, about connecting on a deep emotional level, slowing down enough to be a little mushy-gushy. The eights who I know who have embraced their mush are really healthy and delightful and incredible partners, and your two can really help you to embrace that softer part of you. And the other thing here too is that people first mentality. Eights tend to be sacrificing for other people, but they tend to be task first. You know, we need to get this thing done. It doesn't matter how we get it done. It doesn't matter how you feel while we're getting it done. I'm getting it done for you. But twos are people first, meaning they're going to want to make sure that you're cared for, you feel good, that you're heard. Let your two influence you, eight, to be more people first. Now, at the end of the day, two and eight can be a really well-coordinated pairing. You both give a lot to the people you care about, and you tend to do it in ways that are complementary to one another, not really getting each other's way. Just be mindful of powering up and down, you know, twos power up and eights power down, to match the energy of your partner when difficult conversations need to be had. Eights can like slow down and be more gentle and emotional. Twos can get more powerful and strong and take charge of their own desires. And that is going to be really supportive for that combination. So I hope this was helpful. As always, it's an absolute joy to create this content for you. And I will see you Tuesday for the next one. Bye.